Pod leader.
Working models who are working.
Captions pod, crunch.
Pod leader.
Conspiracy theory.
Top pod model math.
Pod leader. That's not very elegant.
Too tall. Too small.
So nice to wear.
I guess. Why, hello, and welcome to Pod leader. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. I'm Alexander Price, and every single tent had, like, hats.
I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and I mean, this is just a slap in the face to everybody else in America.
You two are making me cry already.
And I'm J.W. Crump, and first thing I'm going to teach you is a very graceful way of taking someone's head off.
And we're, of course, talking about Cycle 10, Episode 11.
Now, before you get to the title, Alexander, because
I
know you want to... So let's go into anchor.fm first. You can support us, anchor.fm/podleadem. And we got two more because the sponsors are coming in. They're rolling through in the new year. And this
rolling
time
on the river.
We have, I think, our third Jessica. Jessica's, we love you. If your name's Jessica, you're good. You're round. And Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. Or Queen.
Catherine.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Guys, what are we going to do when we finally get there?
Explode.
I'm throwing a Zoom room party.
Please.
The meanest thing we could ever do is make it to the British cycle the episode before that and then just stop the podcast.
But we're not there yet because we're in episode 11. We are Spartans. This title is not correct in so many ways that I think this is like a free association exercise is how they got there. Because it's like, this is Sparta. I am Spartacus. We are the Titans. We are Spartans.
We are Spartans.
Or as it should be known, the girl who identifies a castle.
I wish we could use previously on's for our titles. Because previously on, Fatima was unfashionably sick with the flu. Also, beyond the bizarreness of unfashionably sick, which is hilarious, and I want it on a t-shirt. Maybe that's merch, who can say?
Unfashionably
oh
sick.
Oh my god, I would wear a tank top that said unfashionably sick.
TM.
That's my patent. I got
patent pending.
Patent trending.
Oh, TM.
But I also forgot that plot line, and we literally just discussed the episode.
Because it wasn't a plot line.
It wasn't anything. Also, who taught this cycle of girls that it's called the final two?
Yeah.
This is not Whitney's fault. Someone has said this to them because they all say the final two instead of the bottom two. Who taught them this nonsense?
We open with the violins of suspense in a way that I was not prepared for.
Who turned on the lights when they came into the apartment?
Oh, I know.
Here's my theory. The creepy crisscross applesauce statue that's constantly working in the background came to life and turned the lights on and then very quickly sat down again.
I would love if all the statues were actually like the street performers in big cities. And at night they take a break, but only Anya sees them and she's like, they're alive.
Could you imagine?
And they're like, oh, Anya, you're so blonde. And she's like, no, they're my friends.
Could you imagine living in this haunted art gallery?
Also, have they used the pool yet? Nope. They're just scared of it.
Someone died in that pool.
Where did Fatima get this glass of wine from that she pulls out of? You know, there's an X-Men whose whole deal, I don't know if it's X-Men, there's a mutant whose whole deal is they can pull stuff out of portals from other places, and that's what it felt like Fatima did. Also, that is too full for a wine glass.
Yeah. Also, Fatima has one good day, and suddenly she is energized with confidence. Where did this come from?
Yeah, I mean, I get that you're, like, on the up and up afterwards, like, you're excited, but she now is like, I've won the whole cycle.
I'm the best person here.
fair, they are blowing her head up real hard.
Yeah, that's
your
true.
Past body of work is so good that you can miss a full photo shoot and still come to Rome.
You know who's also getting a blowout? Cat, because this is her 15th confessional look. Did Tyra just say, like, every week Casazinha gets a new hairstyle now?
She gets a hair refresh.
It's just, that was the thing that made them like her. So every time she senses that the judges don't like her, she just does something to her hair real quick.
Not a bad strategy. But mm-hmm. I think she's dull, and you're like, ugh. That's Fatima's full review of Cats.
Nobody passive aggressives like Fatima.
Woo!
It's so funny when they criticize us. It seems like they're so dead on. What?
Wow. Also, I felt bad for us when Fatima was like, Kat, she should just be an accountant and like be in an office somewhere. I was like, we've said that about her so much. This podcast.
I know. Miss, I lost my papers in Atlanta. Needs to be nicer about municipal workers.
Yeah, I agree. Also, the confidence for Fatima and Whitney to team up against Katarzyna for having no personality from the girls with the two most wretched personalities here is a lot.
Okay, let's talk about this because it's been a minute. One of the things that is the thickest of the gaslights, right? Like it's a floodlight of a gaslight. Mm-hmm. The top model likes to do all the time is personality equals big, bold, boisterous, loud,
yeah,
etc. That is not a good personality. All those things can also be a good personality trait. That is fine. But Kat honestly doesn't have a bad personality. She just, in the projection of the show, has a more like subdued personality, a little quieter, a little bit more thoughtful, it seems.
She's in the Molly Sue category.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want a model to have that more of a personality?
Well, as we'll find out later, Paulina would. That's the best quote of the whole cycle, and I can't wait to get to it. So we get a Tyra Bell that ends with...
Tyrart.
Tyrart.
That ends with, want to pose for the classes, and all I could think was like, are they going to be posing for serfs? What are you talking about?
Pose for the peons. That's their only joy.
Once a year, the models come out, and they get to clap for them, and oh, how they love to clap for the models.
So not only do we get a brand new music cue, we get a brand new caption to go with this brand new music cue.
Yep.
Choir sings indistinctly.
I had choir stings indistinctly. Yes. Yes. Sting, like choir stings. Like a sting of music. A choir sting indistinctly.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, that was my only goal in the church choir, was just to stand there and sing indistinctly. Just,
So we meet Alex Mariotti,
yeah,
the fight instructor, who can get it so hard that I did research on Alex Mariotti, and it only made me want him more.
Oh, cool. Okay?
He's looking researchable.
He is Scottish. He's of Scottish and Italian descent. His Instagram bio at The Gladiator Guide is...
Oh, wow.
Presenter, historical advisor, weaponologist, travel expert, gladiatorial combat specialist, Roman military consultant, and history nerd.
I mean, we see almost every single one of those things in this episode, so no lies.
Though I am surprised there's not a line in his bio that says, was hurt by a model, because that is very much the vibe.
Yes. Hold up. I did more research. I need to tell the masses about how hot Alex Mariotti is. He grew up in various parts of Africa, moved to Scotland in his early teens, worked in the Louvre for 2 years in antiquities, then the Vatican Museum in Rome, then the Colosseum, the Vatican Secret Archives, and now works at the British Museum of London.
Wow.
I can't wait to see the Amazon show based on his life.
Yeah, absolutely. That being all said, and the getting it is very gotten. It is objectively funny that they are at a thing called Gladiator School.
Yes.
And I will not let that we pass by I wrote in all capital letters with such joy in my heart. Gladiator school.
This group is divided into girls who are excited to fight each other and girls who pretend to not be excited to fight each other.
Yep.
I love the Dominique extended off-the-cuff interview. I hope Whitney and I team up so I can whoop her ass. I'm just kidding. I don't have anything against her. Like the biggest eye roll. And I actually appreciate that the editors let it, because they could have just edited after I team up so I can whoop her ass. I appreciate that they left it in because it's more psychotic that she keeps going.
Fatima is like, I am not a violent person.
I hate fighting.
But then I'm going to call Dominique a full bitch, which captions crunch. They didn't have bitch in the captions.
Good. Edit it out.
No, but that makes Fatima look better.
That's true.
Anya remains the sweetest baby angel because the gladiators finish fighting. And then she says aloud, oh, good job.
I love that moment. She's so excited about this. Fatima also, in Fun Dumb Land, teaches us how learning works. Because she says, every time he adds a step and we learn that step, he then adds another. Yeah, that's how you learn anything. Once you master the step, you go on to the next step, Fatima. Well,
Dominique tells us that Fatima won't learn shit for this competition.
No, she won't do anything. Fatima does the barest minimum that she can get away with.
I don't understand why, because she also does seem to want the competition a lot. It almost seems, that to me seems really incongruous with earlier Fatima.
But she's had this whole thing the whole time. Having a reason why it's not her fault when she's bad at something.
That is true. Actually, that's a good point.
It also explains why she doesn't learn about racism or classism. She refuses to learn because this is 5 steps he gives them and 2 of them are the same.
But the best step, the 6th step, is Dominique's face when Fatima is sort of doing the moves and Dominique doesn't know how to defend herself because Fatima's not doing anything correctly. And Dominique's like, what? Huh? Is everyone seeing this? Oh God, is this actually dangerous for me? Feels like it is.
I need to continue with a model hurt Alex Mariotti. Because when he's teaching them, he goes, your models, right? Everything's a pose.
Yeah.
What model broke that heart of yours, Alex?
I want to know. I need a TV show about it set in the British Museum.
Oh, my God. Yes. Can it just be a remake of The Mummy, but the same people? Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz again.
This is going to be, I finally found my romance novel. It's going to be about a hot gladiator historian who gets his heart broken by a model and then falls in love with a statue that comes to life.
I can't wait till you're in the pitch meeting and you go, it's about a hot gladiator historian.
that's really what's gonna get
everyone at Penguin House Publishing gets us. Wait, is it called Penguin House? Random House and then Penguin. Penguin House?
No, it's nice. My book is getting published by Penguin House.
By penguins? A penguin publishing house that is just penguins. And when they got up to clap, they just went.
Anya's their leader. Good job. Good job, Hannah.
All of the winter animals follow her.
So the women change into gladiator wear, which are not all created equal.
I'm going to argue they're not all created.
Where they run into impromptu Jays.
Who both look great.
They both look great. This Miss orange. J. No. I'm talking Mr. J. That orange jacket. Take it off. Let me buy it. Let me put it on my body. That was gorgeous.
Oh, Miss J too, though.
Yeah, I think Miss J looks great.
Great.
Too. Little knit hats.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what I would purchase.
They're told that it's going to be a surprise photo shoot. And remember, this is a photo challenge.
How many times did Miss J say photo challenge?
1,000 times.
Why was that so specific? Like, I don't understand. Know. Like, it's clearly a photo challenge, and that's not new.
That wasn't ADR. That wasn't ADR.
No.
And why is everybody so mean to Ferdinando?
Okay. Whitney is now fat shaming an incredibly buff man. She calls him a beast of a thing.
Monstrous and ogre-like.
Being.
And I get that he's, like, growling at first.
Yeah.
But also, it's just a buff dude in a gladiator costume. For a hot minute, I thought it was Alex. Until I saw him later separately, because he wasn't in that scene where he's introduced, and then they also obviously said his other name. But I'm like, this is just a male model, essentially.
Yes!
And then Fatima saying...
Fatima's the worst.
That she's so scared of him, she forgot the moves that she never learned.
Silly intro aside, Ferdinando is nothing but professional the entire time.
Great scene partner.
The way Mr. J introduces him, it's he shows up and he goes, beat, beat, beat. So this is Ferdinando. It's just like, what? Did you forget his name?
Don't know. It was so odd. And what's so funny is the final shots that we see, he's fully cut out of, too.
Yeah.
This guy got nothing for this. He don't even get to see his face. It could have been anyone.
So the girls are going to each get only 5 frames to do this totally real photo challenge.
I mean, it is a real photo challenge. It's not a real photo shoot.
The photographer is Mariana Bertignoli.
The biggest challenge, unfortunately, when you think that we're at the top 5 is who knows how to face the camera best.
Well, Anya has to even tell us what modeling is. She fully has to explain, like, what a model. And it almost feels like the other girls were sitting across from her and she was like, a model has to pose, a model has to face the light.
Anya would be a great Fraulein Maria.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I love that Dominique is a casual viewer of Xena because she knows enough to know the reference of Xena and that she has a sidekick and not enough to know her name.
But how dare the show not Tyron, Gabrielle, the battling bard of Potadai and Amazon Queen? How dare they? We know what her name is.
I would have settled for Gabrielle, but sure.
I know. I was just giving her full title.
Especially when they fully copied her costume.
Yeah. Whitney's. What did she change that thing on her head to be up and down? Because that didn't seem safe.
Yeah, I really, really did not like the head strap stabby thing that she had to wear. It was almost as bad as Katsuzinha's, like, girl at Coachella. head, like, big, chunky, thick headband.
Fatima can't stand up, can't hold her balance. Why?
Y'all, she is first eliminee bad at this photo shoot.
She could have just laid down on the ground. And it
would have been a better picture.
Yeah.
If she had looked defeated.
And this excuse that she was scared of Ferdinando is so weird because he is doing nothing. If anything, his role in the photo is to shield himself from your attack. So it's not even like she could say, oh, it was a little startling for me to have someone rushing at me even in a photo with a sword, because he's not even attacking you.
Doing nothing.
And we also know that she didn't go first.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know exactly who goes first. So if nothing else, she could have just watched Anya.
Yeah.
Ugh. I love Whitney talking about Dominique, who makes a strong choice, and then Whitney says, how can someone have a face that's gladiatrix, but a body that's posing? Gladiatrix. My favorite of the Winx Club transformations.
How dare Whitney call out someone for being too posy after her photo shoot?
I'll say hers was fine, but we got Dominique made a...
But Dominique was doing that on purpose. She was clearly, like, near the end, and she's like, well, I want to make my picture stand out.
Oh, yeah. Alexander, no part of me doesn't think that Dominique knew what she was doing. I'm just saying it wasn't her best idea ever.
Sure.
I thought the Jays gave shockingly good critiques all around.
Yeah, for a 5-frame photo shoot we'll never see again. Why can't we get this all the time? And they just also kept their little buddy Alex there.
Why would you send him away?
Yep.
So Whitney wins somehow, even with her mouth still open.
I thought that was... should it probably have been Anya?
Yeah.
But the gap in performance wasn't so large that I was offended by Whitney winning.
Sure. It was very, very clear that the top two were Anya Whitney.
Yeah.
And then I think they honestly gave it, because here's the prize. They're going to get 1,000 euro, which is about $1,500, 1,556 or whatever in USD. And then when you get it, you can go on a shopping trip with it and you can split that money or go by yourself. I honestly think they gave it to Whitney because they were hoping the potential for drama, because they knew Anya would give it to all five of them if she could. Yeah. I was pleasantly shocked that she both chose Anya and chose anyone, because she did the thing that I'm always preaching that you should do, which is, it was a clear second place.
Yep.
Give it to the second place finisher. And then I love the shot of Whitney literally giving Anya the money. And I like to imagine she kept one extra year and be like, but I'm still better.
I was going to say, how do we think she split it? Because I don't think it was even.
I'm honestly okay
60-40?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I would have been okay with that. I won, whatever.
Yeah.
So then we have the lamest fashion montage, where they go to get the most boringest boring clothes that they could buy anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, the clothes that we eventually see in panel that they clearly got from that look nice. It's not like in past cycles where they get a prize of this caliber and then the next panel they're in something that was clearly their prize win.
Sure.
And not something that, but like, you couldn't technically tell if it was a prize win or not. It's not like the gown and the whatever.
I just would have spent my money on like a nice coat, like great leather or something.
I think this house has too many good coats already. It's a good coat house.
This is an outerwear episode.
Yeah.
Mr. J has so many pieces of outerwear in this episode.
And I love all of them. I am obsessed with Mr. J's fashion in this episode.
There's one that was a yes from the front and a no from the back.
Yeah. Now the Tyra art comes with classical music.
I'm shocked that it didn't before.
Right? Well, someone just got a new Casio keyboard for this episode.
They're going to a castle.
How do you know that?
It's subtle, Alexander, but I'll tell you. Castle. Oh my God, a castle. I've never been to a castle.
Castle is the new abroad. So they head to Castello di Torre. And does Mr. J make up facts about this castle?
Yes.
Because he keeps saying the word Renaissance when it seems like, remember that episode of Friends where Joey had to work at the museum and then he only knew how to say Jurassic, and so he called everything Jurassic?
Yeah.
This is that.
Yes. Big vibes of that. But here's the second Mr. J fashion moment. This high-collared brown leather jacket with all the zippers. I would buy it now. I would have bought it then. I buy it in the future. I want to give it to my children. But I also want to be buried
in it.
It's
a legacy gift.
I want this.
Yeah. His explanation of this photo shoot is, they will literally do today our own modern interpretation of the Renaissance.
This is why Kat Terjena had to ask Tyra what this photo shoot was.
What her vision was.
I love that later. Which translates to everyone see ya? Everyone gets a see ya wig?
The problem with doing something like this is that there are so many reference points for the
Renaissance. The most reference points.
That you could show someone that are never used.
I forgot that this was a Tyra photo shoot.
Well, because it's not in black and white or sepia.
Well, yeah, but beyond that,
Is it a Tyra photo shoot? Or is it a mama photo shoot?
So I feel like I forgot that I hated this narrative of mama, Tyra, and the baby storyline, but immediately remembered why I didn't like it.
The North remembered. Okay. Never okay.
And she keeps like doubling down on it.
You ready for mama?
Mama's here, baby. I'm going to take your picture. Mama's doing it. Do it for mama.
And then our podcast became Gypsy.
Yeah, we all know what we're referencing. We all know what we're referencing. It's fun for all three of us equally. Anywho. She looks great, at least.
She looks amazing.
She does. And I do love that her answer to what is your vision is, my vision is exaggeration, because I do feel like Tyra's vision generally is exaggeration.
And good for Casa Xenia for actually asking. It's a polite way to ask that question.
But would you explain exaggeration with the definition la?
I don't think Italian Renaissance woman that went to the club up on Sunset Boulevard is helpful.
No, it's not.
Wait, Hannah, why not? Why doesn't that paint a picture for you?
Or a fresco.
Screw you, Alexander. That was so dumb. I love you.
JW, in the before times, if you had been doing a classic improv show and someone yelled out from the audience, Italian Renaissance woman up in the club on Sunset Boulevard, what would that lead to?
I love that you think at an improv show you get anything besides dildo.
Well, Tyra's at this improv show. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I heard Italian woman of the Renaissance. Mm-hmm. And
Sunset Boulevard.
Okay.
Great. Oi, governor. That's how I proceed.
Lovely day. Lovely day.
I do think it's cute how Tyra holds Casa Xenia's hand and everyone else's and, like, leads them on set holding hands. That's very cute.
Tyra says the phrase, it was like she was in a Walk Like an Egyptian video. There aren't multiple of those videos.
Maybe Tyra's only seen the covers. Only seen the covers, the modern versions of it.
She's got the director's cut on DVD.
Oh man. She says that they both say, Mr. J, I should say, also says that Dom looks like Cruella De Vil.
And then he says a full lie and says Cruella De Vil is not like fashion.
That was her whole deal. She wanted a coat.
Yeah, she was clearly like a former model, right? That was under like,
or a fashion designer. I thought something. That was her whole bit.
Also, how can you tell someone that you don't want their photo to come out looking like a certain thing when you've styled them as that thing?
To be fair, they also just styled her like the grandma of the women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New greeting card. High five, low five. Open and some love.
Did Dominique just find out what high fives were this year of the filming of this? Because she gives everyone a high five like a child who's just discovered them.
You know what I'm gonna say though, if I think a high five is a great platonic congratulatory thing. More high fives in my life, that's what I'm saying.
Dominique though does not know what a low five is.
I did love the behind the scenes of Tyra being so excited that she specifically pulled 23 frames of Dominique.
And I loved actually seeing maybe this is what Tyra does, right? Mm-hmm. She does quickly go through, pulls a bunch. And then one of the ones that she's pre-selected gets put on the screen at judging. That would make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That she's like, okay, well, here's the selections. Now, maybe she's just doing it this time because she is the photographer. But yeah, I loved that too. I also love that we return back to this whole thing that's been with Fatima since the audition episode, that she takes a lot of time per frame. And Mr. J was like, not today.
Lord.
It is so strange to me. Fatima says of Dominique, she knows how to pose. She knows a lot. Does that make me feel like she's my competition? Not at all. Maybe it should.
Why does she think that Dominique doesn't look like a model?
This has been something that's been prevailing from contestants to judgings to panels, which is that Dominique just isn't pretty, is kind of what it comes down to a lot, which is just categorically not true. And also, if that was true, why did you put her on your modeling show?
Yeah, she's looked the same the whole time.
Yeah.
You gave her a terrible haircut, but she's looked the same the whole time.
I was about to say, if anything, you made her look worse.
Also shenanigans, Fatima got by far the best wardrobe on this
Especially
for what they were apparently looking from the modeling. She got by far the best wardrobe.
I love that Tyra's on the ground. Because again, Tyra loves an upward shot. Mm-hmm. Like she does that a lot. And I love that they just had to take couch cushions from some like nearby couch to give her something to roll around on, which was very funny.
And eventually she can't get up. At the end of the shoot, she's stuck down there.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone else catch when Tyra slid down to give Mr. J a BJ?
Yeah.
I mean, the best part of that was Mr. J going, where's she going?
That was so, like, laughing hee-haw style. Like, what's this now? We'll be right back. Anya gives Tyra a floor hug.
Tyra looked like a dead bug on the ground.
Anya was not leaving without her Tyra hug. Mm. Absolutely not. I also thought the way it was edited, I thought they talk about Anya arriving on set while she's already posing. So I thought that Anya entered posing and I was like, wow, she is ready to go.
You know what Whitney's really good at? Taking direction. She takes really good direction.
Is that what she tells, like, guys in the AIM chat room? Like, the way she said, I know what I can do. Take direction. Take direction, really. I'm really directable.
Aww. Lord Alexander.
I hate Whitney.
It didn't even come across. Like, it was this weird defense of, like, someone said to Whitney that she doesn't listen. And then she was like, because I do listen. I do, because I take a direction.
Yeah.
Also, Whitney keeps saying shoot instead of pose. I just have to be myself and shoot. Not I just have to be myself and pose.
Jimmy D sighting.
What? I missed it. I didn't see it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Y'all don't have your Jimmy D goggles on anymore.
You don't filter for Jimmy D?
Because he was in the back rocking the khaki.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
How's his hair look? Better?
It was fine. It was fine.
Alexander, per your specific filter, was there, because we got like one shot of it, which is why I wasn't sure. Was there a giant golden skull on the back of Mr. J's sweater jacket?
I believe so. It's still from last season.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to give Anya credit that she was actually trying to, like, poke at Fatima a little bit.
Really? This was the best.
Back, when they get back and Fatima is living her best life. I was the best. I can't wait to get first call out. It is Fatima's world and you're just all living in it.
Swanning around.
Anya says, well, the only one she really loved was Dominique. To Whitney, like to someone else, and then Fatima just,
shut. She's immediately like,
but Dominique was the one I'm not scared of. What does this mean now?
No photo for panel.
I guess we're just not doing photos in Rome?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, she looks good in panel.
That is a sparkly cummerbund.
Anya's clearly wearing a new Hunter Green thing that she got on her shopping spree. Uh-huh.
Why did Dominique return
to the swell?
Tights, off the shoulder sweater combo that served her so ill in the past.
She, whether or not you personally think it looks bad, she was told the black version of this exact outfit was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth?
Okay, I have a conspiracy theory about Dominique. She's run out of clothes.
There is something that makes me think that there is a problem we're not hearing about because of something Tyra specifically says later.
Yeah.
Which is that she says, it's not about money.
Yeah. So maybe she just didn't bring as much as the other girls, and also the things she's brought haven't been received well, so she feels like she's out of options.
Yeah.
Because I do think there is a version of this that would work if
was
everything
longer.
Was different and quite longer and quite frankly more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's unfortunately, when you go for like basics like that, you have to, the quality needs to be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But bonsoir, ladies. What? I'm in Paris now? Paris one night, Rome the next. You know everything, darling.
I hate the way she explained it away, but I actually do like the moment of Tyra standing there getting ready, saying something not in Italian, and then having that moment of like, wait, I'm sorry, guys. That, again, those moments would endear me if Tyra's like, I'm sorry, guys. We're in Italy. My bad. And reset. Like, that would be so cute.
That would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It always has to come back to bragging. I realize that's the problem. Is Tyra
ready for bragging?
Well, I know what you're going to say. But in general, I've realized that's why Tyra loses like any relatability, even though I do think she can be, because mm-hmm. when she jokes from a super high status place. It's what people yeah. now often criticize about Ellen DeGeneres.
Punching yeah. down.
Is that it becomes... It's not, it is punching down, but it's more so just always talking about how you are now up, right? Mm. And it loses that relatability while still trying to be relatable. You know what I mean?
It's like when Hannah says, we've all done this, but it's like, we've all jet-setted to from Paris to Rome in a single day, darling.
Yes, that's
That's something
brand.
We've all done.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is it's that, that same yes. idea of like, oh, this is something we all do. We all joke about.
No, it's just, she can't make fun of herself without also telling you how cool she is.
Exactly. Yes. That's it. That's yeah. exactly what it is. It's a self-esteem thing. Mm-hmm.
The cavalcade of accents that occur from Caribbean.
It was like she was glitching.
Yes.
What in the just for laughs? Characters welcome. UCB nonsense.
LOLGBTQ. Which my phone still autocorrects to.
For context. For context, since Alexander referenced something that no one, including Hannah, has ever heard of, is that I did.
Hannah was part of it.
No, I just can't believe his phone is still out.
Oh, okay. Got you. My apologies. Listeners, I once ran with two other fine folks, Trevor and Beth. Hey, Trevor and Beth. A all queer and ally like comedy fest when we called it LOL GBTQ, which I stand behind.
It's still good.
Funny and also not taken with a Google search,
but that every time I type LOL into my phone, it's like, this is LOL LGBTQ, and maybe I should lean into it. Maybe
lean
that's
in.
What the universe
you're
is
always
doing.
Yes, you're always laughing that. In queer.
Yes. And then, okay.
Oh wait, sorry, that's a straight woman flirting laugh.
Yes. Tyra does something Tyra has not done ever before, and that's she introduces herself at panel.
Why?
And then this whole storyline about how this was the first time she took pictures inside with artificial light because she was taught to use the natural light of the day.
Now, was there a part of me that loved Tyra acknowledging that this was new for her too?
Sure.
Yeah.
Did her explanation? I don't know why. It was so genuinely funny when she was like, this is my first time shooting a photograph inside. Could you imagine such a thing? I didn't even know film developed.
See, but I think inside. It is. It's more impressive to me that it's in color for Tyra. Mm. Because that is such a thing that you can use. I think it can be a crutch that makes sometimes lackluster photos look better.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
so absolutely. It's more impressive that she's shooting it in color as opposed to professional fucking people with lights. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't set up the lights.
Just the phrase, I was taught to use the natural light of the day, is gonna be my new excuse for everything. Every time I have to apologize for something, it's gonna be followed by, I was taught to use the natural light of the day.
You're very dark-sided. I'm sorry, I was taught to use the natural light of the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I scramble my eggs. I was taught to use the natural light of the day.
Anya's first. I think it's an okay picture that Tyra weirdly takes credit for anytime someone compliments it.
I loved every time the judges are clearly complimenting Anya in the photograph. And Tyra's like, thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh, you guys. You guys. It gave me the vibe of Kristen Wiig. Don't make me sing.
Yes.
Don't make me sing. I can't.
Well, at a certain point, Paulina starts complimenting Tyra so aggressively that it's clearly a read.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love Paulina being like, Tyra, I'll just take over so you can go be a photographer.
But this is clearly, oh, she doesn't like Anya so much, she's not going to let her get a compliment.
Right. That is what I thought, too. And, like, look, Is Anya's picture for me a full third place moment? Yeah.
Yes.
It's so dark.
Yeah. After all that talk about the lighting, it is a dark photograph.
Well, a lot of Tyra's lighting is just one spotlight
on the face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fatima's next. It's pretty good.
I mean,
very good.
It's pretty exquisite.
Mm-hmm. I think she benefits from the styling. Not just that it's good, but that you can't see her legs. Because I still think there is a disconnect between the top and the bottom.
That's potential. Is this the one that Paulina says she's jealous and that's how she knows it's an exquisite shot? That's very good feedback, and you can tell it's very honest.
Dominique is next.
Finally, we get this outfit described as hostess at a really casual restaurant.
And the mall. We got a mall mention.
Oh, absolutely. But what's a really casual restaurant? What's the most...
What is a really casual restaurant that also has a hostess?
Okay, let's ponder this. Okay, let's ponder this. Okay. We'll each come up with an example.
I'll give a personal thing because that will make me humbled in front of our listeners' eyes. their eyes. Their eyes, not their ears. that I worked at an Outback Steakhouse.
Mm.
That's expensive, though. For a casual restaurant.
Yeah, but to be fair, the hostesses just wore the Outback Steakhouse like t-shirt.
Yeah. Sure. That's the thing. My first job was at Applebee's, but every job I've worked in, all hostesses wear a black dress. That is just the hostess uniform.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why I thought like it needed to be far more like a, not necessarily Olive Garden, but not Olive Garden, because it's this, the Christmassy colors, the like, the darkish red with these ecru tights.
It would have to be like more of a, I don't think this could be a restaurant with a bar. It has to be like an IHOP situation.
Oh.
Yeah, but again, I feel like that's a t-shirt moment.
Yeah,
that's a branded t-shirt moment. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's, you know, those restaurants that aren't chains that are just like a small restaurant where the daughter is the hostess. Maybe that's what she's talking about.
I still don't think this is what you wear, though.
Listeners, write in. Use the hashtag podleadem.
And hashtag super casual restaurant.
And you tell us, where did you see this as a hostess outfit?
I think the photo is quite good.
This is my favorite photo, actually.
Oh, yeah.
You can see her.
And also for Dominique, it is a very big step up. This absolutely should have been the number one call out. She's giving you angles for days. It feels like it's got a story. She had the worst styling and still sold it.
Her face is stunning.
Yeah.
And Tyra is a full bitch about Dominique. About, I wasn't excited to shoot you. I was really scared.
She's probably going to be the weakest of the day.
Why do you think that?
Also, why tell her that? And... God bless Dominique. She takes this so well.
Mm-hmm.
But like that would, like if she told that to me, it would hurt my feelings.
It's really hurtful.
Yeah.
It's super hurtful and feels personal.
Because it is.
Yeah.
Catherine is next.
It is a photo.
Yeah.
It's a photo of a model. And I think that's, it's kind of like her commercial. Like it is what it is.
Yeah. She's selling the pearls.
She is always plausible.
Yes.
Heather Jaina has never not been plausible.
Now, did I see it in gas?
No. You know what I noticed too? She is the only one not utilizing a surface. And I think that helped a lot of the other models.
The lean.
The lean and like the holding. Like they got a little bit because they were basically just in a house.
That being said though, during her shoot, almost all of what we saw was her in a doorway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wasn't in her... What I'm saying is she wasn't... Like, all the other ones were, like, leaning against the wall, leaning against...
What I mean is in her photo shoot, we saw her doing that. It just wasn't successful.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I didn't even see this setup. This photo just feels like it's from a different photo shoot.
In Paulina's words, I think the problem here is your face.
I mean, it's... She doesn't do a lot with her eyes.
Again, she's just very capable. It's not inspirational, to use, like, terminology that the show likes to say.
Yeah, and I think in some ways she's a victim of the show not having a storyline, but also them not necessarily giving her the critique that she needed earlier.
It was all just about her hair.
Hair, and she's never tacky. About
the modeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was always about what was wrong and never giving her stuff that was strong about her to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get Whitney, and there's a real hard cut from Miss J, because he points out that she won the challenge and clearly seemed to be talking about her clothes, but we don't get any discussion about how Whitney looks at panel.
Hmm. Well, how did you feel about her outfit? I don't remember it, truthfully.
I don't remember it either.
Well, what I'm saying is, for someone that got a prize to spend money on clothes and then came looking like fine, but not like, oh, those are new, nice clothes. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he commented that he didn't like how, because also her attitude later, it seemed like he said, like, this is what you bought. It seemed like there was a comment on the clothes that got removed.
Gotcha. That got cut out. Interesting. Her photo's odd because for me personally, from neck down, I like it fine.
Yeah.
She is blasted with light.
She looks like a tired, sad old prostitute clown.
Ooh, it's just very, it's just so different from the other photos.
Very much so.
Even Kat's photo, she didn't quite get there, but she was living in the same world as all of the other models.
This is in Les Miserables. It Kat's is
very
territory.
Grisabella.
Yeah.
I
know that's not Les Mis, but I'm
just saying. No, but it's Les Mis Cats. I was grouping them. 80s melodrama.
It reminded me a lot of some of the less successful photos from the homeless shoot.
Uh-huh.
Where they were looking at the light, like Amos was looking directly into the light and things like that, because there's just kind of nothing to it. And her face just kind of looks frightened, like there's something scary about to zap her, like she's about to get, like aliens are about to suck her up or something.
But she just got off a shift and her feet are tired and just wants to go home.
Well, it's a very basic acting trick to look up into the light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a terrible misogynist old man director once. And not only was he an awful human being misogynist, but he was also a terrible director.
Sure.
And he told all of us explicitly, oh, just look into the light. And we were like, no.
The only time you should ever look into the light is at the dentist office. That's just to keep your head in the right place for that dental work.
The only good thing about this photo is her mouth is not completely open.
I'm going to argue JW, I like her body.
The body shape.
I like the body just fine.
No, the body's fine. It just, I don't like the hand on the waist, though, because it doesn't look fashion-y. It looks like she's tired. Like, it's that,
I just disagree.
Tension.
Yeah, I just disagree. I like the body just fine. It is very damning that Tyra was like, this was at the very end. And it took us a lot and me a lot of direction, especially since we got so many cuts of Whitney talking about how she's so good at direction. And then for Tyra to be like, it wasn't working.
My biggest issue with it is, as I said, it just doesn't look like it belongs with the other photos.
No.
Which means that something was definitely lost in translation.
Yeah.
Private panel. Who's going back to America? Again? Again?
How dare Nigel say that Anya is weak in personality?
Also, you expressed that you really like shooting her in that 101 weird bedroom shot. Like, you know what's interesting? What's interesting is I was talking to a friend who loves Top Model but couldn't necessarily remember this cycle and who was in it. It's almost as if my friend hadn't done a podcast about it for the last 2 years. and I mentioned Anya. Couldn't remember Anya. He looked up a quick video. The first one that came up for him was the CW still have brunette hair, like pre-show kind of interview with Anya. And her big thing was how she, I don't want a boyfriend. It's my career. I don't want to flirt. That's silly. And all I could think was, you never flirted with Nigel. And that's why in his head, you don't have a personality, because you were trying to be a professional working model who indeed was working when you were with Nigel. Because I think that's what it is, right? I think Nigel hates like all the women this cycle anyway.
Except we've made a big old turnaround all of a sudden.
Yeah, this felt like Tyra had a talk with Nigel about how he needs to talk about someone in this competition.
Because
Paulina's face, when Nigel is talking about Whitney and praising her, Paulina is fully like gooped.
I literally have in my notes, we are all Paulina's face.
Yes.
You can hear the sound effect of like while her neck turns around.
And it's just so not Nigel. Also, to have Nigel Barker say of a contestant, she's here, she's happy to be here, she's confident, she has an opinion, and ultimately that's what makes a good model?
Since when?
He also says that Dominique looks sort of game show-ish.
Which, the audacity of saying game show-ish as they're on a game show, basically.
Also, let's talk. Does she look classic concentration? Does she look card sharks?
$100,000 pyramid.
You know she would. You know she would.
But, like, what does that mean? He's talking so... It's like he's the only one at private panel.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I was just thinking $100,000 pyramid and just one of the categories, things that are good and round. All oranges. Fashion. Things that are good and round. Yes.
In a weird way, into a compliment about Dominique in that her aggressively positive energy is very game show contestant.
Sure.
But that's not what's happening here.
No, he said she looks game showish.
Yeah, which is just nothing.
Nonsense. Hot nonsense.
When Tyra decides to mount a high horse and be like, y'all want models to not have a brain, and I'm sick of that, and this is blah, blah, blah. And then Paulina just going, I want them to be dumb. Mwah.
Paulina was giving Janice energy with that.
Yeah. She
but, like,
also self-aware
just... Janice.
Yeah. When she was like, you're fat, she's fat, they're all fat, we're all fat.
Yeah, very much so. I think Paulina is also just done with Tyra and Nigel.
Uh-huh.
Also, we didn't talk. If we did, I have forgotten that we said it. There was no guest judge.
Oh,
that
was very weird.
I was Mr. J, just not there.
Or anyone, so Alex from the posing challenge. It does make sense in the sense that there wasn't a photographer.
Sure.
And that they're like all the stuff they did this week didn't really have anybody involved but the judging panel. But it is bizarre. I didn't even realize we ever had an episode that didn't have a guest judge.
Yeah, me too.
Except for like finales and stuff, you know.
Sure. Yeah, that is weird.
That's weird, right?
Mm-hmm, extremely.
Which also furthers
this case.
I'm sorry,
and Choquette can't fly to Italy.
It also furthers this case of, like, they're going to get rid of someone and keep someone that maybe a guest judge would have had a differing opinion on.
Interesting.
When we go back to the women standing in line for Tyra, I noticed that Katarzyna's top is so sheer. You can see the top of her pantyhose and the mic strap across her chest, like the mic belt. It was distracting.
See, now I think that, like, because that also sort of happened with Dominique and her tights, I wonder if, like, where they're getting set just has very different lighting, and then they go in, and it just blasted with light in a way. And I understand that those were different houses and different judging panels, but, like, this group never figured out that you need opaque fabrics for this judging panel room.
Yeah. So, call out order. Fatima gets first call out.
Which I get. I would have given it to Dominique, and or I just wouldn't have given it to Fatima last week.
Sure. Yes. She didn't deserve a double first.
No.
Then Dominique, then Anya, because of course those three are going to be.
Yeah.
Well, this is where she says to Dominique, it doesn't involve spending a lot of money. It involves going through that wardrobe and figuring out who Dominique is.
And I feel like Dominique is this red sweater.
It's an off-the-shoulder number.
I've got this sweater in mustard and plum, too, Tyra. Get ready.
This was my scarlet. You saw my...
Saw my black. Yeah, I've got all the colors. It's called licorice in the store.
Were your captions in a fight with what was happening
yes.
on screen? Okay. Because Tyra clearly says to the final two, this kills me. And my caption said, this scares me.
Yeah.
Captions punch. That's when they fight.
Captions, huh?
This is one of the strangest speeches to them because it's all about Tyra.
It's also so... long. There used to be a top model drinking game where there were rules throughout the episode, but then at the very end that you took the number of drinks that you were like assigned a contestant throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Not the whole day, you know, you just did it all day throughout the whole episode. And like if your person came in third, was third call out, you take three drinks. So the worse your contestant did, the more you had to drink. But then both the final two people had to chug during the length of Tyra's speech.
Oh my
and
God.
All I could think is like you would perish.
Die.
during this one. And if you thought Whitney's eyes were all over the place in the commercial, get ready for this bottom two judging where Whitney does her eyes do not stay still. rolling. Look, like, she is pissed.
She also loves to touch her mouth when she's upset.
I'm just going to say it, Alexander. Where would your eyes be when Tyra told you to show your diversity?
Did you know that Eastern European features are some of the most coveted features in the fashion industry?
That's what? Why I keep them on my bookshelf.
Whitney, can you get Eastern European features?
Here's the sentence. This, to me, sums up our one take, Tyra, because it is clear what this sentence was supposed to be. And it's a very easy fix. And yet, it comes out as, I was firsthand at that photo shoot, and I witnessed it.
Goodness me. Oh, my goodness me. Also, Hannah, I almost called you Tyra.
It's my braggy energy.
Also, Hannah, I think what Tyra said sums up all of Top Model. Such an easy fix, and yet... That's what we've learned, right? Kat is eliminated. Whitney stays. Also, I think it's interesting to note that this officially makes Whitney the, spoiler for the end of the cycle, winner with the most bottom two appearances.
Yeah, I don't know how she stays after at this week.
I bet watching this episode in real time, you would have really thought that she was getting eliminated.
I think Whitney thought she was getting eliminated, which is why she was making those faces.
Yeah.
Well, and my brain remembered Katarzyna going further.
Mm.
So even when she did not well at the photo shoot, my brain was like, so who goes home?
The reason you think that, Hannah, is because Tyra tells her, you have it, but that's not enough, as you see. As you see.
And then as she's exit interviewing, in her very sweet way, Katarzyna caught Tyra's first hand disease because she starts by saying, of course it's disappointment. Not disappointing. Of course it's disappointment.
Did you also clock when she's rolling her little bag through this endless apartment? You have to go around everything.
The longest hallway.
That there was a weird close-up on the photo of Tyra and Salisha.
Yeah.
They do often like a cut to one of the big photos as the girls are leaving. I've noticed that they do it in other houses if there's a winter picture close.
Yeah.
Because I think it's trying to be symbolic. Like
you're not this person.
This is what you could have been and you've missed it.
Well, Kat, you're no Salisha.
Also, as we get the fade out of Kat, I looked at the photo and I went, oh, I can tell who's going home next because they're in a different row and we're getting real strategic in how we're eliminating people from this photo.
Yeah, the collages are becoming sentient and understanding how to move people over. Yeah. Her name is Katarzyna Dolinsky and she's nicknamed often Cat Doll.
Okay.
Signed with Elite Model Management in New York City and Ace Models in Athens, Greece. She ended up walking in Athens Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. She was one of the featured top models in action in Cycle 11 and featured again in Cycle 13. Well, she was on a billboard with Jazlyn in Times Square for Lot 29. She's also been on the cover of Women's Wear Daily, TJF Magazine, has appeared in City Magazine, Cosmo Girl, Cosmo Greece, Diva Magazine Greece, Vogue Australia, Italian Glamour, and Bolero. So, tons of stuff.
Bolero.
Yeah.
Just a bolero.
Yep.
Featured in this jacket.
They love jackets this cycle.
So interesting that she hit it so big in Greece.
Those Eastern European features, Hannah. The most desired.
So coveted.
Speaking of, she didn't pull any punches on her little reality TV. I don't know if it was the reality TV world, but it was an interview she did right after she was eliminated. She was rooting for Anya.
Sure.
She also thought that Dominique was really good, but a little into herself. She said, Whitney and Fatima are just mean-spirited, and Fatima is clueless. She really did not like Fatima. And
that
was clear. One time, Dominique wore something that Paulina didn't like. And Paulina said to Dominique, you look like you're strolling around at a shopping mall in Warsaw. And apparently, Paulina often made derogatory comments about Poland, which Katarzyna did not appreciate. She also made good friends with Marvita, which apparently just everyone did.
Yeah.
Marvita maybe should have been our
America's
all-star.
Next top yeah. best friend.
Yes.
There's a Reddit post from 3 years ago, which unfortunately contained a link that is no longer active, that claims she became a lawyer and also is going by Kate, K-A-T-E. And then some people were like, wait, why didn't you just go by that on the show, considering all the drama with her name always being mispronounced? And apparently the rumor is Tyra insisted that she go by it.
That isn't.
That's all hearsay, though. That's just an interesting note.
So believable.
Yeah.
Tyra would insist on that while also constantly doing it wrong.
I couldn't find proof of the lawyer thing. I also couldn't find a lot of social media for her, but she very clearly had a very active modeling career right afterwards, even to the show's acknowledgement, like I said, being one of those top models in action, two different cycles, which I'm sure there's a limited amount of contestants that did that. How do you guys feel on a rewatch about her?
I'll go first because I think I was most excited about Katarzyna.
Early on, yeah.
And she just wasn't... She was, as Hannah said, plausible. And there's nothing very exciting about that. But also, at least in this house, this says a lot, she didn't cause, like, racist problems or, like, bullying issues. Like, she kind of seemed to stay out of things, which was probably for the best. But I think also hurt her edit as a winner on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her photos were fine. Nothing exciting. Nothing like great, though.
I think what's interesting is she's one of the few people that I knew coming into this, because I generally try to not read things about future cycles. So my like episode by episode opinion isn't affected by what the internet has said, especially since, you know, fortunately, America's Next Top Model still has a very thriving fan community, which is great for us after the fact. But I don't want to like influence my thoughts.
Yeah.
But even besides that, I knew that she was a contestant that a lot of people really liked and really felt like got robbed. And I'll just say it, listeners, I didn't see that.
No.
Like, I saw a plausible average contestant that had very little storyline and went a little further than I would have had her go.
I saw not a great, like a fine model who got fully bullied by the host of the show.
Well,
know what I mean? I think that endears people to her, because that's what I remembered was like how shitty Tyra was about her name.
It is almost, it's unfortunate though, that that's kind of the main thing we remember about her, right?
Yeah.
Like, I saw a full YouTube video that was just an edit of every time her name was mispronounced by everyone on the show.
It is interesting to have somebody make it this far with so little storyline.
Yeah.
It's almost impressive. And it's a testament to her modeling abilities.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
She was very middle of the road for photo shoots.
Yeah. That being said, like you mentioned, she came out of the cycle unscathed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's also someone that, if you're a big fan of her, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, because she had good enough photos and she seemed very sweet. She seemed
normal.
She super seemed normal nice. Core.
Yeah, she's our normiest core contestant so far.
Who had a real job and clearly did well in that job because she didn't piss people off.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because I don't doubt, and it was never a thing where she was like, oh, she doesn't want to be here, she doesn't really want this. She definitely came across as wanting it, but she just didn't need this.
No.
She didn't need the show.
That's true. I think, weirdly, Kat would have done better just going to modeling agencies.
Yeah.
Because she would have booked things.
Yeah.
She books.
And if you think we book,
you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing from you. You can follow us on Spotify. That actually helps a lot, weirdly. If you listen on Spotify, just follow. You can also reach out to us at podleadum.com if you want to send us an email, or send something to our P.O. box, which you can also find at podleadum.com. We love hearing from you. Even if you don't get a response right away, it is read and appreciated and sent around.
We're getting it for sure. I think the best comments that I like to read, although send anything, compliments are always lovely, but I love hearing opinions that are different than ours, just in the sense of like, oh, I would love someone to be like, hey, listen to your podcast and understand, but also here's why I like Katarzyna.
Sure.
That's great. I like hearing a different perspective, because the most, again, stand behind this, why Top Model was long lasting and why it's interesting is you really, everyone has a different opinion on who they like and why and what pictures and not. Like, the most fun thing about recording this podcast is sometimes I'm like, I can't wait for Hannah and Alexander to talk about how amazing Double E Amy's picture is. And you guys are like, oh, what a stinker. And I'm like, no.
Well, and you have to understand, like, we're people too. We're going to have different opinions and like different people sometimes.
It's just so subjective that every opinion is believable.
Oh, absolutely. That's what makes Top Model fun.
I mean, the only opinion I won't accept is Fatima is a friendly person. Other than that.
But if you like Yolanda.
Get the fuck out.
Lord.
And you can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
Go find me on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on Twitter at JW Crump.
And be sure to use the hashtag Podleadem and Super Casual Restaurant every time you tweet about us so that we can see your opinions and your hot takes and iced tea. Ooh. So for Podleadem, I have been Alexander Price.
Ending it strong. I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.